This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting, as you will see. America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. To the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch. And keep on remembering that, people. You know, all these bastards trying to get me off the air, and eventually maybe they will. But until that time, they can all kiss my ass, my white, red, white, and blue, wrinkled, hairy ass. Because I'm going to tell you the way it is. You can listen to the other radio stations. I tried this weekend. This is going on, and we thank Mr. This, and I don't want to thank anybody for the crap that's going on in this country. If you thank somebody, you're a bigger idiot than they are. But you ever notice they always, always, always have to be politically correct. Got to sell advertising. Can't piss anybody off. Don't want anybody making a complaint. What kind of country do we live in when we don't have the right to express our opinions and then not get the hell beat out of us for it, or lose a job or lose a business because these ass white bastards want to condition you into saying what they say, into believing what they believe in? And if you don't, then you're a white supremacist, then you're a racist, then you're a whatever. And it just pisses me off. Got a lot of good calls on my tribute to Michael Brown on Friday, and I did that, people. Not to disrespect him, but to be truthful. That's the way I felt. Now, am I going to get in trouble for the way I felt? Now, I get in trouble for talking about it on the radio. They send complaints out, the niggers do, but they can say nigger, as you know, every day on the radio 5,000 times. But a white boy can't. Well, this white boy can, and every white person and proud black can say whatever the hell we want to say. They've conditioned us all this time to be afraid to say what we want to say, to have to say what's, I don't want to say that, but it's politically correct. So I'll say, oh, what a nice guy he was. Then when they go to the taverns, the coffee shops, the restaurants, they talk about them like the dogs they are. No, why can't you talk about them like the dogs they are on the radio, on television? Why do you have to hide in the corner? You know why we have to hide in the corner? Because it's not politically correct. And then they do this crap over the weekend and Friday, a tribute to Michael Brown. We're not going to forget it. What the hell, you niggers, what is there not to forget? That's what pisses me off. What is there not to forget? Front page, top fold. They've got the Gentlemen of Vision. Gentlemen of Vision, step group performing Friday at the Memorial for Michael Brown. And it's a bunch of niggers, and they're shucking and jiving, got their shirts on and doing some kind of Swahili crap. Now, I got to ask, what other country can you be in? It's not a third world country that when a bastard pushes a guy, steals from a convenience store, tries to grab a policeman's gun and maybe kill him, gets killed because of his aggressiveness, and he's a hero? No, he's a bum. He is a bum. He's not a hero. Now, you'll have Lida Cruz and you'll have all these other ignorant bastard politicians, both black and white. And you know what they'll say? They'll say, oh, no, he was a criminal. He was a criminal. They want to show a picture of him in his high school graduation gown. They probably graduated him from high school, in my opinion, just so they wouldn't have to screw with him anymore. It's unbelievable, people, but we sit back as a bunch of idiots, and I've never been quite that big an idiot because I've always expressed my opinion, got in some trouble sometime, lost some jobs, but because I lost jobs, I became successful working for myself, and that's what a lot of people do. But I know there's a lot of people out there because of their jobs, because of their family, because of their position in life. They think one thing but have to say and are forced to say something else. How the hell do we become forced to do anything in this country other than pay our taxes and die? There's not much more that we have to do. Well, we have to be safe on the streets anymore, of course. But Michael Brown's family reflects on the day of a celebration for Michael Brown's death. And then this asswipe Bruce Franks, who I think's running out of town, so he hopes he doesn't get charged federally with that Slate situation for the job he was supposed to be doing and allegedly wasn't doing it. He says, oh, they've got the Jeff Rauter, he's the head of the police union in the St. Louis Police Department, and somebody else, a happy Alive Day for Darren Wilson. Well, I say that myself. Happy Alive Day for Darren Wilson, the hero, the Ferguson police officer that was a hero and got thrown out because he was white and for no other reason. You've heard it from everybody, the feds, the state, local government, everybody looked at him with a fine-tooth comb, had grand jury investigations, had all kind of factual information given. Didn't charge him with jaywalking, didn't charge him with anything. Darren Wilson, not only he, but his wife, who was a Ferguson police officer, she also lost her job. Now, his life's ruined. I don't know what he's doing. They tell me he's still in the St. Louis area, but I'll be damned, as crazy as I am, they would have had to pay me $10 million. I'd have drove the streets of Ferguson, and I'd have killed me another son of, I'm not violent, but I'd have killed me another son of a bitch to try to grab my gun and kill me. But it's amazing how Darren Wilson gets lost in the shuffle. The white guy, I don't know this guy, never met him. I feel for him, not because so much he's white, because he was a hero and got treated like the villain. He was a hero and got treated like the villain. Who did Obama call? He called the criminal's family. He didn't call Darren Wilson's family or call Darren Wilson either and say, hey, good job, I'm glad you're alive. But that shows you how the niggers, not the proud blacks, always keep them out of the equation, but the niggers. And again, you'll never hear this on KMOX, KSD. You never hear this on any radio station in this country but this one. Because we're the only one that has the guts, no matter what happens, no matter what it takes. We've got the guts to tell the truth. And I know all you white people and proud black people out there, you understand exactly what I'm saying. It just amazes me. Have a celebration day, a celebration day. Let's have a celebration day for Adolf Hitler in America. Let's have a celebration day for John Wayne Gacy, the bastard that killed 33 gay kids up in Chicago. Let's have a celebration day for all these bums, all these killers. No, we don't do that for anybody, but here in the St. Louis area, a celebration. And they're not going to forget it. Front page, top fold. Then there's two or three pages with people dancing, people crying in the streets, people raising. That's what really pisses me off, niggers. Really, really pisses me off. Original Ferguson protesters, known as the Ferguson Frontline, leads the crowd in chants during a program recognizing the fifth anniversary of Michael Brown's death. And they got their hands up, their nigger hands up. You know, black power? What the hell you mean, black power? But they've got black power because white people sit on our dumb asses. I don't want to hurt the blacks. I didn't want to hurt the niggers. But I'll be damned. They're not going to hurt me either. They're not going to hurt the white race. I'm proud of being white. Now, they can make white people be ashamed of being white. Why, I don't know. But if you are, that's on you. But I'm a proud white man. I don't want to see anything happen to the proud blacks, the hardworking proud blacks who I respect and everybody respects. I don't want even anything happen to these stupid niggers. But I'll be damned, I'm not going to let them do something to me and me sit around and take it. And I don't know why you white people, I deplore violence. I'm not trying to be violent. I'm just trying to be real. I'm not a racist, I'm a realist. And all you people, even the niggers that listen, and I know they monitor me because they want to make a complaint and they want to tell everybody what a no good son of a bitch I am. They know I'm right. But they have this celebration and Michael Brown with his high school graduation and he's smiling, little kid. They got Skittles in the picture. Who the hell are they kidding? We all know better. Everybody in this country now knows better. But they're going to make it a Michael Brown Day. They're going to have a celebration. And then the old man, Michael Brown Sr., who I was told was never in Michael Brown Jr.'s life until the money started flowing in after the killing of Michael Brown Jr. And I don't even want to see Michael Brown Jr. I don't take any kind of liking to Michael Brown Jr. being killed. Should have had his ass whipped, should have spent some time in jail, but I'm sorry for his whole family, even though the mom and daddy are both ass wipes in my opinion. I'm sorry for them for losing a son. I've lost a son. I know what it's like. But to come out and make him a hero and the post-disgrace, they put front page, 2 and 3 pages, full pages, people, about the celebration. But it's not the celebration. The picture I see, a bunch of nappy-headed niggers with their hands up with Black Power yelling and screaming. I don't see anything. And I see one of these niggers front page five, if you can find the St. Louis Post disgrace in the trash. He's got a makeshift machine gun. Nobody said anything about that. Oh, no violence for Michael Brown's people. In this picture, he's holding up a gun. Nobody says anything about that. No, you can't say anything about that because you'll get in trouble. You'll get in trouble because everybody knows Michael Brown was a hero. I'm surprised. Hey, people in the house in Jeff City, haven't you made a Michael Brown Day? That should be coming, shouldn't it? And then the old man wants a new investigation into Michael Brown. What the hell is wrong with that? We've got some callers. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, man, I totally agree with you. The nigga yard apes are blocking the traffic. They keep on rehashing some old dead stuff. That nigga Michael, that young nigga Michael Brown, he needed to be doing something, man. He just wandered around there, aimlessly, like what most young black males do who ain't got no structure.
Hey, Joe, let me interrupt you for a second and hold on the line. I want you to finish. Does that really bother you that you have a nigger? Now, you're a proud black man. Do you have a nigger?
I'm a proud father and grandfather.
Okay.
Joe, we
ain't skipping over that. You're not a proud black man?
Oh, I'm a proud American. I'm a patriot.
Then you're not a proud black man. You know what? You really disappoint me.
Hey, listen here. The way the niggas are doing, I don't want to be associated with them.
I'm trying to be serious, Joe. You're an intelligent black man, and I want to have an intelligent conversation with a black man. But you, as a hardworking father, grandfather, trying to break your kids and grandkids up properly, when you see this crap going on with this Michael Brown stuff, don't you cringe knowing that that sets you and the other proud black community back 10, 20, 30 years because white people are only going to take so much of this crap.
It's a negative presence for these young black, for these niggas, old niggas and young niggas. It tells these young niggas and old niggas that they can do anything, even, you know, they can throw the rock behind their hand, even if they totally wrong. And, you know, when they totally wrong, they cry racism to get up out of it. So, you know how you have copycats?
Right.
So you got a lot of copycat young niggas following what Mike Brown is. So, you know, you dead wrong. For an example, if young black males in a car, young white males in the car, they all high and drunk and smoking weed. And as soon as the police pull them over and they crack the window, you know, raise down the window, open the door, and the police get high from the content. all of a sudden, the young men say, hey, you racist. You stopped me over because I'm black. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But they're going to start using that as a scapegoat method to even though, to continue on with their bad behavior.
Here, Joe, let me ask you this, and maybe you agree, and if you don't, you know, that's fine. We'll discuss this, but it's going to take about two generations, about 20 years. You're going to have, the proud blacks are already working their ass off, and I respect them completely. But to get these niggers, you're going to have to get one generation to push them through school, to motivate them, to get them a college education, then to get to motivate them, to get them a good job, and then that's going to be a 10-year cycle. And then when they have kids,
well,
wait a minute, when they have, don't interrupt me, this is Bob's show, not the Joe show. And then when they have their kids, put their kids through the same situation. So it's going to take 20 years. But here's what the government wants to do, and they know they're wrong. They want to throw money in Ferguson. They want to throw money in Chicago. They want to throw money in North St. Louis. They've been throwing money in those areas for 10, 20, 25, 30 years, and they spend the money, they steal the money, and nothing else happens. Don't you think there's going to have to be a change if we're going to get these niggers, not the proud blacks like you and the rest of us, you work your ass off, but the niggers, aren't we going to have to do something to get them on track other than just keep feeding them money?
Yes, the basis is the family structure. Once you have the breakdown of that father not being in the home, and you got these strong women who really can't control the boy when he's probably about 14 or 15, that's when it started to all go down the, you know, hill with it. So I don't think it's coming back. I think since the cat is out of the bag, man is gone.
Well, what do you think is going to happen, Joe? They're going to be a race riot eventually?
The government is just going to continue to eliminate the niggas. They eliminate white people, too, with this heroin and all these drugs and stuff on the street.
Yeah, there's enough. So, I always say there's enough shame and the blame to go around for the white community and the proud black community. But let me tell you, Joe, I know you don't want to say you're a proud black man for whatever reason, and that's your prerogative. But see, I'm a proud white man, and I want to take care of my white race.
Wait a minute.
I don't want to do anything to hurt the black community, but I am concerned about the white race because I'm white. They have black entertainment television. They have black lawyers association, black police officer association, black Miss America, black this and black that. And I don't short the blacks for wanting to stick with their own sometime and have their own groups they feel comfortable with. But why, and maybe you don't know, but why when whites do the same thing, not to hurt the blacks, but to take care of the whites, who I'm proud to be a proud white man, why do the niggers say it's racist?
Well, they say it's racist because they can't become white serial killers.
they can become black serial killers, though, can't they?
Can niggas join the white serial killer organization?
No, because I don't think the whites can join the niggers serial killer organization. Hey, there's, you know what, Joe? There's a lot more serial killers out there than you think, because there's niggers in North St. Louis that have killed more than one person. But
yeah.
Wait a minute. Not only do the whites apparently not give a damn, but apparently the blacks up there don't give a damn, do they?
Well, statistically showing, more black people have died at the hands of black people since the 60s.
Oh, sure
you,
they have.
You know, the Klan, the niggas, more niggas have been killed under the niggas versus nigger murders. There's been more nigger murders versus the Klan been hanging niggas.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, thank you very much. Listen, we're up against a couple of breaks, and I've got some more calls.
Let me
tell you what. Thank you for being a proud black man, even though you won't say it. Thank you for taking the time to call, and thank you for having a very, very, very intelligent conversation. See, that's what we need to do. You know, he talked about a little bit about the niggers, talked about the crackers, the cokeheads, and that's okay because there's enough shame and blame, like I always say, in the game to go around. But this is a black man who's taking care of his children, taking care of his grandchildren. That's what we need in this life. Both black and white, not just black. There's a lot of no-count, low-life, good-for-nothing white crackers and hunkies that are out there doing the same thing that these niggers are doing. But it amazes me. And again, Joe, thanks for the call, the very, very good call. It amazes me. Front page, top fold about Michael Brown. Michael Brown, they're having dances, the dance group, the Gentlemen of Vision. I think we're going to have the Gentlemen of Vision, him hawing around and got their hands up in the air and swishing and swashing. It's amazing. It's 4 or 5 days of celebrating a criminal, celebrating someone that was trying to kill a police officer, a white police officer. And that's the big reason, people. And if you don't think it is, you're crazy. I've been around blacks all my life, a lot of proud blacks and some niggers. They're doing this crap just to show us. They're trying to put the white people in their place. They're doing this saying, hey, listen, they're throwing that in our face. Hey, this was Michael Brown. He was one of ours. We're going to make whatever history we want to make out of it. We don't give a damn what really happened. Remember, hands up, don't shoot? Never happened. Hands up, don't shoot. Never, ever, ever, ever happened. But they're still talking about it. And then pictures in the paper with their hands up and black power. And one of these guys has a gun. I guess it's a phony gun. Of course, I don't know. But it says they're celebrating the recognition of the fifth anniversary of Michael Brown's death. What are they talking about? They're celebrating and recognizing the fifth anniversary. And then there's a picture of Michael Brown Sr. with his six-year-old daughter at a press conference. And they're smiling. Got a picture of Michael Brown Jr. And then Leslie McSpadden, the mother of Michael Brown, visits her son's grave on Friday. Now, how did anybody know that she was going to be out there with some balloons? Because she called the damn newspaper. And you people, both proud white and proud black, if you don't get over this crap, if you don't understand what's going on, if you don't say, hey, enough's enough with this Michael Brown crap. This is pushing back the proud black community's cause 10, 15, 20 years. Nobody wants to put up with that crap. Got another caller for a break. Go ahead, Dennis. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob. I'm a proud white man, and I just wanted to encourage other white people to just basically stand up for themselves, because I know these niggers all got an attitude now after this Michael Brown thing all the time. And, you know, our relations, I think, were good with black and white until they bust all these people in when that went down in Ferguson. But, these people have just got a mouth on them now, and every word out of their mouth is cracker this and cracker that. So I just start standing up to them and challenging them, and they just back down like the cowards they are.
Well, you know, Dennis, it's not good for anybody to confront somebody of another race and spew hatred. But I understand if somebody calls me a cracker hunker and he's black, he's a nigger to me. He's a nigger to me. And thank you for the call, Dennis. We're up against a hard break. But white people do need to stand up. And I don't know why they don't. I preach every day. You know, at the start of my show, if you're offended by anything to do with politics, with race, with religion, with life's problems, don't listen to my show, because I'm going to go all over the chart. Nobody tells me what to say. I don't come in like most TV hosts and have a scripted show, and you got to stay within the bounds. You got to read off the teleprompter. I'm not reading off a damn thing. I'm saying what I want to say because I want to say it, and I've got every right to say it. Now, maybe I suffer the consequences down the road, but that's okay. If I know what I'm saying is right and I suffer consequences, it was worth it. Shouldn't have to suffer consequences. None of us should. We should be able to say what we want and think what we want. But think about it, white people. Think about it. And the proud blacks. They stop you from giving your opinion. They stop you from being truthful, even with yourself. It gets to the point where they want to psychologically beat you down. They want to psychologically beat you down. And what you think, that's not right, no matter if it's right or not. What you think is not right. What you better think and what you better say is what the hell they want you to say, because if not, you're a racist, you're a white supremacist. Now, the whites, when they don't agree with the blacks, that's what they all are, white supremacists and racist. But if you're black and don't agree with the whites, then you're a proud black. Hey, yo mama. See, there you get a stupid, black, ignorant bastard going to cuss. Hey, Kim, and I know your name's not Kim. You probably go by that name whenever you're performing oral sex with all the guys down at the black hip-hop club. But don't be calling with that crap. It's not getting over the air. But see, people, that's the problem. You get these no-count, low-life, good-for-nothing niggers, and they think they can do and say whatever they want. Now, some white people, I'm sorry, you can tear up my place. Oh, I'm sorry, I don't want to have you arrested because you're black. Oh, I'm sorry, you can steal that and leave. I don't want any problems. You know how many times I've heard white people say that? You know how many times I'm sick and tired of white people saying that? And I'm not violent, and I don't believe in any kind of violence at all. But I'll be damned. I'm not going to take this crap, and I hope you good people, both proud and white, understand me. If nothing else, you can call me a crazy, no-good son of a bitch. Which I hope But I hope you understand me. Let's take one more call for a break. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob. That's why I had to get out of the city, working for the city. They got the damn monkeys there running the zoo. You know, that Dorian Johnson, that sleazeball was caused that lie. He should have been locked up for a false police report. The city, what did they do? They give him a job.
Yeah.
They give him a job with the city of St. Louis, and he don't even show up half the time, and they don't do nothing to him because they're scared. Why are you scared to death? As long as they get their paycheck and go home, that's all they're worried about there.
No. And, now, Jim, you're talking about the guy that was, he saw the hands up, don't shoot. Is that true?
And
he perjured himself on the stand, and nothing happened to him. Is that the same bastard nigger you're talking about?
Yes, sir. And not only that, the city gives him a job with the city of St. Louis. He never shows up, and they don't do nothing to him. That's why I said, the heck with this. I'm out of here. I retired. I got to find me a little job somewhere else. I can't handle it no more. He should have been in jail for a false police report. His lies, he caused the city to burn and people's lives to be shattered.
You know what, Jim? Thank you for the call. We're up against the heartbreak, but thank you for the call. Jim, you're exactly right. Here's a man worked for the city, got tired of the crap. See, here's a white man who I hope's not violent. I don't want to see anybody be violent, but I want to see everybody start standing up for what's right. If I thought it wasn't right, I wouldn't be preaching to the choir. It's right. White people have to stand up for themselves because nobody will. Now, the proud blacks understand where I'm coming from. Now, the niggers get pissed at me. The hunkies, the crackers on the white side, they get pissed at me, but that's okay. I want to let the white people know. I want white people to start thinking for themselves. Don't let somebody else think for you. Don't let somebody scare you with you're a racist. Now, racist is out of the vocabulary for the niggers. It's white supremacy. Now, it'll be 3 or 4 months and white supremacy will be out of the vocabulary, and then we'll go to something else. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting at its finest. America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Going to take it anymore. Bob Romanek's not going to take it anymore, and I hope I've educated you good people, both proud white and proud black, that we got to put a stop to this. At some point, we got to put a stop to us. Now, they're trying to stop me from speaking. They've stopped other people. Whether they stop me or not, people, you people better understand what's going on. You know, you're going to have to protect yourself because apparently nobody else is going to. I see over here on the Illinois side, Justice for Cain trial, that two-year-old beautiful angel, Cain Freeze Wiley, the two-year-old that was allegedly beat to death by this nigger bastard, Kiasi Campbell. They're going for final arguments today, and it's going to go before a judge. Now, it was slick. In June, Campbell, the killer, the nigger, alleged nigger killer, waived his rights to a jury trial because he was going to have Xena Cruz. She was originally assigned the case. You know Xena Cruz, he let him out on a $10,000 bond, that no-count, racist, no-good-for-nothing nigger bitch. Says, but she recused herself from November 2018 of last year. It says, no reason was given. Yeah, there was a reason, because I called her out. Me and a lot of people called her out. We knew what a damn racist she was. We knew that if she had the case on her own, that she'd find him not guilty. But we fought and we fought and we fought and we finally won. So I'm happy as hell about that. And I know Judge Doyle, and I think he's an honorable, decent man, and I think he'll rule accordingly. But the defense has no witnesses. They just rested their case. And, you know, Campbell, the defendant, decided not to take the stand. Well, why wouldn't you take the stand? He chose not to take the stand to testify. If you've done nothing wrong, Campbell, he gave three scenarios of how the baby died. First, it was in a tub. Then, the head was too damaged. Couldn't have been that small of an area. Then it was on the table. And I guess third, it was on the roof or the chimney. No good, lousy. I think he's a lousy, lying son of a bitch. But no, he refused to testify. So final arguments are today. But I do have to say, he's got one of the best attorneys around, Justin Keene, who is a great man, who is a great attorney, comes from a great family. His pop, Clyde Keene, a great guy. But attorneys just do their job. They try to defend their client the best they can. So I hope nobody takes it out on Justin Keene, because he's just doing what he was trained to do, what he was educated to do, and that's his livelihood. He's an attorney, and that's what they do. But I just hope the judge, Dennis Doyle, listens to all the facts, listens to all the forensic evidence, listens to all the pathologists. And if he does, I think this bastard, Jaisi Campbell, will go down for the count. I think he's a no-good nigger son of a bitch and bastard who allegedly is going to kill a two-year-old little boy, Kane Freeze Wiley, two-year-old little boy that could not have done anything to piss that bastard nigger off. But it's going to trial. It's going to final closing arguments today. So I just hope if there is a God, he's down there at the courthouse seeing what's going on and not going to let this alleged killer walk the streets. It just amazes me. And for you people who have not been following it, it's a little two-year-old white boy. He was, the mother was white. Jaisi Campbell was black. His mother went out to dinner with somebody, and she left Kane Freeze Wiley, the beautiful two-year-old angel, white boy, with a nigger, Jaisi Campbell. And when she come home, he was next to death and I guess died at the hospital. All the fractures, said the fractures went all the way through the bone, the strongest, thickest, most protected bone of the skull. And a fracture went through that. So you know what that's telling you. It was blunt force trauma, in my opinion, being an ex-police officer. But it just amazes me that this trial's going on. And hopefully that's all wish for justice for Kane. Over on the Missouri side, Stinger. Our buddy Stinger gets 46 months, the maximum. Has to pay the maximum $250 fine. And he looked like an arrogant bastard, but he left the courthouse on Friday after being sentenced to 46 months. That's about 43. You get a little bit, you do 85%. I don't have a pen and paper with me, but he's got 46 months. He'll be going to jail. But let me tell you people all one thing. Let me tell you all one thing. It's just not all about Steve Stinger. There are so many corrupt bastards on both sides of the political aisle. On both sides. They're low life, no count, good for nothing, son of a bitches. I don't know why they can't fight to bring us together. No, because that's how they make their money, divide and conquer. They've been doing that for all these years, and they're going to continue. They're going to continue to do it until we stop them, and at some point, we're going to have to stop them. Also, see that a white, low-life, non-patriotic fencer was down on his knees during the award ceremony and the national anthem at the Pan American Games. Guy names is his name now. He's a stupid white cracker, unpatriotic, no good, greasy son of a bitch. Race Inboden. Ray, that's his first name. Race Inboden went to his knees. And I would believe the way he went down on his knees that it was probably wasn't the, not the first time in his sex life. I say probably not the first time in his sex life, if you know what I mean, that he'd been down on his knees. The way he got down on his knees that quick and that comfortably, I guess he's got a lot of experience. But it was in Lima, Peru, they had the Pan American Games. And he said his pride in America has been cut short. Now, well, you went there. They paid for you to go there to Lima, Peru. They paid for you for your food, for your lodging. They paid for you so you could exert your and exhibit your skills. And then America has been cut short. Your pride in America has been cut short. Well, why wasn't it cut short and you not wanting to represent this great United States of America? See how hypocritical these bastards are? Oh, their pride in America has been cut short, but he's going to take all the money, he's going to take all the gratuities that this great country offered him to go over to Lima, Peru, and he's going to kneel during the award ceremony and the national anthem. A white, no-count, good-for-nothing bastard. Now, it's on national TV. What do you think people in other countries think? You know, they don't follow it through. Hey, he's benefited from college. He's benefited from everything this great United States of America has offered him. But then he's going to say that his pride in America has been cut short. Well, our pride in you, you no-count, rotten, cracker, hunky, ignorant, white bastard, our pride in you has been cut off. Hasn't been cut short, been cut off. But it's amazing. It's amazing how that crap keeps going and going and going. You know, I talked last week about the food, about the delivery people, about how you better watch what you're getting. Well, first, there's a Lyft driver in California, a black guy. He picked up an intoxicated white lady Saturday night. She was all drunked up, half passed out in the back seat of the car. And before he took her home, he allegedly raped her. Allegedly raped her. The female passenger passed out in the back seat of the Lyft driver's car. She was white. He was black. Unbelievable. See, I tell you people, you don't know what you're getting into. I'm not trying to scare you. When you go to these Lyft drivers, when you go to these Uber drivers, you don't know who the hell you're getting into the car with. Just thankfully, she was only raped, not raped and slaughtered. Unbelievable. But it happens day in and day out. Just like the food. They deliver the food. You don't know what's going on with the food. And there was a story about a New Mexico police officer in uniform went to a Burger King and asked for a hamburger. He got the hamburger, and on the hamburger was a drawing of a nasty-looking little pig. On the drawing, on the outside of the wrapper, was a drawing of a nasty-looking little pig when they delivered the hamburger to the uniformed police officer. Police officer said that when he looked at the burger patties, they were burnt to a crisp, and that he didn't know anything about the quality of burger. Said it was very poor, so I'm sure they did something else to it, whatever that means. The quality was poor. And I just say, just everybody have to be aware of your surroundings. But here, people will taint and screw up a hamburger for a uniformed police officer who comes into a Burger King. What the hell you guys think you're getting at some of these fast food restaurants? What do you think you're getting when you're getting an Uber, a Lyft driver to bring your food? I guess maybe it could have been in California, the same Lyft driver that raped this intoxicated white gal. She's laying in the back of the car, passed out, and this nigger allegedly, raped her. He was a Lyft driver. Lyft driver, Uber drivers, they bring food to you. They bring food to you all the time. Now, if he's capable of raping, if a Lyft driver or Uber driver that delivers your food, if he's capable of raping a passenger in the back seat of the car, what the hell you think he's capable of doing to your food? But a New Mexico police officer gets the hamburger, a drawing of a nasty pig on it. And see, these people, back in the day, you wouldn't do that. You'd be afraid to do that. Back in the day, people respected law enforcement, respected authority. But they're going to draw a picture of a pig. And then when he opens it up, because after seeing that picture, I don't blame you, and I'd open the son of a bitch up too, said that the burger patties were burnt to a crisp. and that the quality of meat was very, very poor. Again, whatever that means. That's what I told you before when I was a police officer. I never drove up in my uniform to a drive-up because you don't know how many people in there dislike police or pissed off. But they weren't so blatant back in the day. They wouldn't put a picture of a pig on the wrapper. They'd just do something to the condiments or they'd do something to the food. And don't think that hasn't happened back in the day and it'll continue to happen. Just hopefully it won't be another Tylenol situation where somebody wants to put poison in a buffet-style restaurant or somebody wants to really kill somebody. Because if they do, it's going to happen. Before our break, I just want to say, told you about Mexico and told you about the 19 bodies were hung on the interstate, on the bridges. In Mexico, they found 30 or 40 in a grave, and the asswipe Mexican president says the United States is dangerous, and he's going to sue for his seven Hispanic citizens that were killed in that Walmart attack, that the United States is dangerous. I don't see 19 dead bodies that were hung over the overpass, and other of them were butchered and dumped on the street. Now, I think that's dangerous. I think that's serious. But they always want to talk about the great United States. They always want to leave their crap out of it. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting at its finest. America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Yes, welcome back to the last segment, just about out of time. I want to say, though, maybe we'll deal it tomorrow. Walmart pulls displays of violent video games. Now, here's what Walmart's after the shooting. They've pulled their displays of violent video games, but they haven't quit selling violent video games. They haven't quit selling guns, and I don't care. I'm not casting a bad light on them. I'm just telling you how people are. They pull their displays of violent video games, but you can go buy a violent video game. You just can't see the bulletins that are out there. You can't see the displays that are out there on violent video games, but you can go right up to the counter and buy those violent video games. I don't understand it. And again, there's no charges. No changes in the gun situation. They're still going to sell guns. Their policy hasn't changed on the guns, hasn't changed on selling video games that depict violence. Just they're not going to have displays about violence. Last but not least, and I will get on this a little bit again tomorrow, 4 arrested during Ferguson protest. They arrested 4 people. They were standing in the street, wouldn't get out. I tried to have a conversation with them to tell them to please get out of the street. They were arrested. They were blocking the road, and it had a sign that said, "Road closed due to injustice." What a bunch of stupid-ass niggers. What a bunch of stupid-ass niggers. But here, some black protesters confronted Armstrong. I guess he's the chief of police. And they used racial slurs at the chief, who identified himself to the crowd as biracial. But now, see, the niggers can yell racial terms. Nothing happens. This is one line in the paper. If a white guy would have done it, a white police officer would have done it to a nigger, it would have been front page, top fold. But yelled racial, directed racial slurs at the chief because he arrested, him and his men arrested four people who wouldn't get out of the street so cars could pass. That's what a street's for, you stupid niggers. It's for cars, not for ignorant niggers or crackers or hunkies. Again, there's always enough shame and blame in that game to go around. And then these niggers say, arresting people on the fifth anniversary of Michael Brown is not a way to build bridges. No, let's just give you niggers everything. Give you the key to Walmart and Save Mart and to AutoZone and just steal everything out of there. Is that a way to build bridges, you stupid niggers? See, that pisses me off. And I know that pisses you proud white and proud black people off. Some of you can't say it, but I know it pisses you off. Arrest, and they're all pissed off because they wouldn't get out of the street and they got arrested. Well, usually when you stand in the street and impede traffic, no matter what color you are, you're gonna get arrested. But these niggers, oh yeah, yeah, you're something, you're this. I guess they call him a cracker and a hunky when the racial slurs, and then the chief says, hey, I'm biracial. That makes no difference to the niggers. As always, people, it's time to go. I know you haven't heard this like anywhere else. You'll never get any other radio like this anywhere but 1190 AM. And if you don't like it, just don't listen. But you're going to get the truth from me. As long as I can spew the truth, you're going to get it. But let's continue, as I always say, let's continue to unite. Because it's because of these politicians. A lot of them, not all of them, there are some good public servants, but a lot of them are politicians just worried about themselves, their families, and their friends. So let's continue to understand that. Continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard political parasitical punks that we call politicians. And as always, at the end of the day, let's destroy them before they destroy us. Never, never any violence. Destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga
nigga. And I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch. The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQ.